From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show. Stop hiding in the hall. Use Dream Shampoo and look like Lauren Bacall. This is Rudy Vallee speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little dream boy. This is your illustrious house guest, Monty Wooler. I'm calling you from the men's department of Bullock's basement, where I'm doing my Easter shopping. And you'll never guess what I'm wearing.
A new chapeau?
No, a pair of red flannel pajamas.
Oh, Mommy, look.
Young boy, there's a draft. Close the door.
Mommy, I thought you said it was Easter.
Well, Reginald, of course it's Easter.
It can't be. Look, there's Santa Claus.
Close that door! To continue, Rudy, since leaving Villa Valley this morning, I had a date with Betty Hutton.
Aren't you the one? Did you kiss her?
Does the blister still show? Now, Rudy, I've never been so angry in my life. I'm dashing over to Paramount, and I'm going to tell Bunny De Silva a thing or two.
Well, Mr. Woolley, what is upsetting
you? Well, I haven't the time to explain. I'll tell you all about it when I get to Villa Valley.
All at once, my lucky star was glowing. All at once I knew I'd met my once for all. For I found when I heard you helloing that my heart somehow was answering your call. Once or twice I thought I'd met that someone, but I soon found that someone never would do. Felt I never would fall. I'd given up my hoping when all at once, my once for all was you.
Say, Rudy, you promised that I was going to meet Andy Russell, the new Latin singing sensation at Villa Valley this evening. So I'm brushing up on my Spanish.
You speak Spanish?
Si.
Fluently?
Si.
Is that the extent of your vocabulary?
Si.
Si what?
Si. Andy Hardy's Revenge on Frankenstein. It'll scare the wits out of you.
Truman, did you like the picture?
Yes, but a girl seated next to me in the theater screamed twice. Once at the picture.
What caused the second scream?
Well, Rudy, she discovered her hair was standing on end.
From watching a... Frankenstein?
No, from watching her sailor boyfriend walk in with another girl. And what a girl.
Beautiful, eh?
Yes, Rudy. She was tall and graceful, and her hair shone with such a beautiful, well-kept sheen that it gave her an air of perfect grooming. Now, that's the kind of girl who's always walking off with the nicest boy in the block. I'll bet she keeps her hair lovely with Dreen shampoo. There's a special reason why Dreen is so popular with the glamour girls. You see, drab, lackluster hair could be caused just by the shampoo you use. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. It never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It removes every trace of dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Rudy, Rudy.
I'm coming, Mr. Woolley.
Rudy, now I can tell you what happened. At Paramount, I accompanied Betty Hutton to her dressing room, but a studio guard kicked me out. Rudy, you must help me.
What can I do for you?
Kick me back in.
Mr. Woolley, how long have you known Betty Hutton?
A pair of nylons, two cartons of cigarettes,
and a bottle of 7-Up. Miss Hutton has selected me to be her leading man in her forthcoming picture, Stork Club.
Stork Club? Why, that new Latin American singing sensation, Andy Russell, has already been signed for that part. And you were so informed.
The day I was informed, I had cotton in my ears. I'm a better actor than Andy Russell.
Yes, and that's why I promised Sam Stiefel, Andy Russell's manager, that you'd coach him in his part. Andy's coming to dinner tonight. You must see him as a favor to me. After all, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
And there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Yes, and so we go through life doing nothing for each other. Now, Andy Russell was selected for the part because he's a Latin lover with a beautiful voice.
South American propaganda. Dolly mi fa sol la si do. When I sing, Rudy, every nerve in my body vibrates.
I've heard you and admire you.
My singing?
No, your nerve. Mr. Woolley, why don't you admit that you know nothing about singing?
Who doesn't know anything about singing? I have a larynx, I have a tongue, and I have a mouth.
Mr. Woolley?
Yeah?
I have legs, but I'm no Betty Grable. It's ridiculous to think you'll get Andy Russell's part in Stork Club.
Is it? Betty Hutton is my type, and she loves my singing. Why, I'll have you know I sang before royalty. Crowned heads and kings.
Kings?
Yeah, back to back. I'll never forget the time I played a theater in Split Lip, Arkansas.
What happened in Split Lip?
I sang Swanee River so realistically that 5 boys dove off the balcony. Andy Russell, piffle.
Nevertheless, Mr. Woolley, Andy will be here presently, and I'd hope that you would wear your best suit.
The suit I have on is too good for Mr. Russell.
Why do you say that?
I wore this suit when I was introduced to the President of the United States.
And what did Jefferson say?
Hello!
Irene Ryan, are you running the scales, too?
And for a good reason. After Andy hears me sing, I'll be in his picture, and Betty Hutton will be out. I sing like a canary.
Well, you should sing like a canary. You have the legs like one.
Irene, how do you stand with Andy Russell?
As close as possible. When he arrives, he won't be able to resist me. I'm all dolled up. How do you like my new low-cut evening gown? Look, no shoulder straps.
Holiday for strings. Back, no shoulders.
Do you think my gown is too short?
Well, either your gown is too short or you are too far in it.
Well, you see, I bought it at a bargain sale. Another girl and I grabbed for it at the same time.
The part you grabbed looks good on you.
Gee, I hope Andy gets here soon. I can hardly wait to see him. Andy and I are going to be engaged.
What makes you think so?
Well, just listen to this wire. Sweetheart, I love you. I adore you. I can't live without you. No one in the whole wide world means as much to me.
Is that the telegram Andy Russell sent you?
No, that's the telegram I'm going to send him.
Just as I thought. You and Andy have never even met.
Well, Rudy, you can't blame a girl for trying. I just love Latins. And I love Americans. And I also love Australians. Gee, what I could do on a cook's tour.
Irene, when Andy arrives, welcome him in Spanish. Say something sweet like, Quanto me alegro de verle, señor, which means, delighted to see you, Mr. Russell.
Oh, boy, I better remember that. Count me the alegro verle, señor. Uh-oh, that must be my hot tamale now.
Now, control yourself, Irene. Andy's a very dignified gentleman. Let's all greet him in his native tongue. Andy Russell.
Oh, Sonora Russell. Quanto the Verley and throw me the Legro, kid.
Signor Russell, il tren sale dentro de 5 minutos. English translation, hit the road.
Tengo mucho gusto en conocerle, Señor Russell.
I don't dig you, Gant.
But Andy, you're a Latin, are you not, from south...
South of Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, California boy, eh? Well, this is Mr. Woolley, your new dramatic coach.
Oh, yes, pleased to meet you, Professor. Pleased to meet you.
Stop licking my hand.
Oh, Snorer, I'm Irene Ryan, and you're just as handsome as I've pictured you.
Really?
Andy, darling. I can just see you and me sitting in the garden under a blanket of blue. You draw me close. You hold me in your arms. The one and only girl of your heart's desire, and you softly croon, magic is the moonlight.
Madam, the moonlight is not that magic.
Andy, may I have your photograph?
You mean my autograph?
No, I don't save autographs. My hobby runs to photographs. You see, I have an album, a great big book, and I paste all celebrity pictures in my book. And Snorra Russell?
Yes?
I'm just dying to paste you.
You want my picture? Here's a snapshot of me taken in Mexico at Rosarita Beach.
Gee, they must have a lot of mosquitoes down there, Rudy. Look at Andy scratching his stomach.
Irene, he's not scratching his stomach. He's playing a mandolin.
Andy, can you see me taking Betty Hutton's part in your picture? Can you see me in the picture? Can you see me? Well, I got the best of that conversation.
Mr. Russell, how much is Paramount paying you for making Stork Club?
Oh, they're paying me what I'm worth.
Starvation wages, eh? May interest you to know, Mr. Russell, that I was slated to play your role opposite Betty Hutton. My salary is very nominal. I was to work gratis.
Gratis?
Yes, and that's $3,000 a week more than you earn.
Now, Mr. Woolley, why make an issue of it?
That's what I say. Thanks, Bing.
Bing? I'm Rudy Valley.
I bet you're sorry.
Mr. Russell, did you ever hear me croon a tune?
Please don't, Mr. Woolley.
Why not, Mr. Valley?
Then we'd all be sorry.
That does it. If I'm not a better singer than Andy Russell, may these very walls cave in. How do you like that? Termites. Sing, Rudy. You may as well bring the rest of the house down.
How soon, darling, may I start pouring out my heart? Before you know, it will overflow with love for you. How soon, when will I be through, wearying for you? When will I take you and make you my complete one? Sweet one, I have made an honest endeavor. But a person can't go on rehearsing forever. How soon? Tell me, when will you say the words I do? Please don't delay, darling, name the day.
Come, everyone. It's time for dinner. Andy, I have a surprise for you. I've hired a Spanish cook, and she's preparing a meal especially for you.
Thank you, Rudy.
Do you, by any chance, have a preference for any special dish?
Yes, one in particular. Lobtimeno.
A Spanish dish? Lobtimeno?
Yes, spell backwards. One meatball.
Well, it's yours for the asking.
Rudy, I hope your food isn't too highly seasoned. You know, spices affect my vocal cords.
Oh, they do. How interesting. Pepper and Tabasco sauce?
But definitely.
La, 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 la. Excuse me, please. La, 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 la. Cook! Cook! Oh. Are you the new Spanish cook?
Vario.
What's your name?
Conchita, Chiquita, Papita, Lolita, Carmen, Shapiro.
My good woman, have you prepared the chili con carne?
No, I'm just up to the balances. Besides, what is chili con carne?
Well, it's a Mexican dish consisting of chopped Bermuda onions, pieces of Hungarian goulash, seasoned with French sauce and Spanish pepper.
Aha, I see. It's a Chinese dish that's lost its citizenship.
Nevertheless, I would like you to prepare the chili con carne.
Pronto, I'm sure. When I'm making con carne, I'm taking ground hamburger, mixing with it a pint of bourbon and 2 quarts of sherry wine.
How does the con carne taste?
Who cares, but the gravy,
Conchita, add a large box of pepper and 2 bottles of Tabasco sauce to the chili con carne. I want it good and hot.
You'll have it hot, but it won't be good. And by the by, if it isn't hot enough, I'll serve it with a blowtorch. Here, taste it.
That does it. Now, follow me into the dining room and serve it to that young chap, Andy. Do you know who Andy is?
Andy? He's a half-partner to Hamerson, Andy. Coming up with a chili con carne. Who is Andy?
Andy, right here. Andy Russell.
Andy Russell? Oh, I'm swooning. I got his record. Minnie the Moocher's sister.
Minnie the Moocher's sister?
Yeah, Bessie May Moocher. Boy, please sing a song. I'm wearing my Bobby socks especially for you.
Yes, please do, Andy. We're all waiting to hear you sing.
Love me, my pet brunette, love me. Why won't you think of me as I think of you? My little one, cheer me. I need but you near me. I want you, I do. Take me, my pet brunette, take me. How can you forsake me? Why won't you be true? And answer my plea, dear. I live but for you. Negra, negra de mi vida, negra consentida, quien te quiere a ti. Mira, mi alma dolorida. Negra de mi vida, y solo por ti, negra, negra de mi vida, negra consentida, deja de llorar. Está delirante de felicidad.
I simply divine, Andy boy. Here's your portion of chili. Have a good time. Eat your heart out.
Looks good. Smells good. Oh, tastes terrible. Oh, my throat is burning. Help! Help!
Oh, we've got to do something. We've got to do something.
Well, I'll call Dr. McGugan, my physician.
Oh, my poor Andy. I wish he was big and husky like Frankie Sinatra. Truman, there must be something in the drugstore that would help?
Well, Irene, the only thing I know of in the drugstore that really helps is something that helps girls who want to have their hair looking lovely.
Oh, now don't tell me, Truman. Let me guess.
Yes, you go right ahead, Irene.
Curlers?
No.
A hairnet?
No, no, Irene. I'll give you one more chance. What do most women want more than anything else?
Oh, we'd like a sweetheart as handsome as Andy Russell, as sweet as Frankie Sinatra, and as young as Rudy Valley. And, of course, each of us wants to be beautiful, so we'll catch him.
Well, I'll give you a tip, Irene. Here's something all men agree on. Whether it's his high school sweetheart, his bride, or his adored wife, a chap likes his beloved to have glossy, smooth, beautifully lustrous hair. And that's why I recommend Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film. And now that this improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing. Whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, insist on Dreen.
No other shampoo. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, how do you feel, Andy?
Oh, a little better, Rudy.
Better? Oh, you're a very sick boy. What can be delaying Dr. McGugan? Come in. Ah, Dr. McGugan. Where have you been?
I'm sorry I'm tardy, but I get stuck in the traffic coming from the tanatorium.
Tanatorium?
Yeah, a patient of mine gave birth to an 8-pound baby.
A boy or a girl?
I don't know. They haven't put clothes on it yet.
Dr. McGugan, here's your patient, Andy Russell.
What's your trouble, Mr. Wutzel?
I'll tell you, Doctor. I'll tell you myself. He needs an immediate tonsillectomy.
Don't let that worry you. I got it told myself.
Horse, doctor?
Why, certainly. Take off your harness. I mean, open your mouth. Wider, please. Now, repeat it after me. Do re mi fa sol la ti no. What's so funny? What's so funny? This is a very serious situation. Now, Mr. Wutzel, will you open up your trapper then? That's fine. Now say ah.
Ar.
No, ah.
Ar.
No, Andy, ah, ah. Just a minute, I got an idea. Here's a picture of Lana Turner.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Doctor, has he symptoms of tonsillitis?
Well, I don't want to be a tool pigeon, but he has ptosis of the quinitab, commonly called a tooth. Or he may develop into a tranophytranodam, and a then... I'll bet you 10 to 1 either one of you know what I'm talking about. Well, you better pay attention. I'm going to have some questions when I get through.
Doctor, may I ask you one more question?
Why, certainly.
Why don't you pull an envelope over your head and mail it to the dead letter office?
Well, do I need a 2-cent stamp or a 3-cent stamp? Oh, well, why, Si, huh? Well, let me tell you something. I got more pinches in my little pinky than I got my whole brain. Much more like to paint you right in the foot.
No,
my
no,
friend
doc.
Gets so out of me and something.
Doctor, doctor, don't get excited.
Excited? Who's excited? I'm not excited.
Well, tell me, doctor, does he need a tonsillectomy?
I'm so darn mad, I won't tell you.
Hello? Hello, what? You're a picture producer. Oh, I suppose you want to speak to Andy Russell. Who? Oh, Monty Woolley.
Oh. Well, so Paramount finally condescended to call me, eh? Well, if they want to use me now opposite Betty Hutton, it's going to cost them more money.
I've got news for you, Mr. Woolley. It's going to cost you money.
Cost me money?
Yes, this picture producer can produce a picture of you in the company of a married woman.
Rudy, I'm innocent.
You are?
Yes. I had a date with Judy.
Yes?
But it turned out to be John's other wife.
To wind up our little fiesta in honor of Andy Russell, let's dish up a Spanish omelet, Rancho Grande style. I love to roam out yonder.
Out where the buffalo wander.
As the eagle flying.
I'm roping and a tying. I'm roping and a tying.
Give me my ranch and my cattle. Far from the great cities of rattle. Give me a big point to battle. For I just love fighting cattle.
Allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, te voy a hacer
un calzones, como los yus del ranchero, de los camienzos de lana, de los sacados de cuero. Rancho, rancho, rancho.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to sing another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song will soon renew it. Won't be long until the lights all burn low again. And so you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming, sweet thoughts you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a good night song again.
Important, ladies, very important to save used cooking fats. And housewives in the United States where meat is rationed should remember your meat dealer will give you 2 red points plus cash for every pound of used fat you turn in. Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irie Ryan, and our program will be graced for the presence of the charming Barry Sisters. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Jack Rubin and Lee Sands. The music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.